Go, go.
Meet Henry, a beautiful baby who was in his mother's womb for just 26 weeks, far short of the normal gestation of 40 weeks. Henry came into the world weighing just under 1,000 grams at a hospital prepared to care for him. Yet parents Sarah and Paul Rock describe the entire experience as scary. And Sarah acknowledges that without the help Henry received, the outcome could have been very different.
He wouldn't have survived. There's not a doubt in my... he would not have survived. There are too many things that weren't developed when he was born, especially with his lungs.
Before birth, Henry got steroids to help his lungs develop. After birth, a ventilator helped him breathe. Henry is just one of 15 million premature babies born in 2010, according to a new report called Born Too Soon. Experts from UN agencies, universities, and organizations like the March of Dimes and Save the Children contributed to the report, which sets out exactly what is known about preterm birth, its causes, and the kind of care these babies need. Dr. Joy Vaughn is one of the co-authors.
The news out of this report is this is the first time that we know how many babies around the world are born preterm.
The report also shows that preterm birth accounts for almost half of newborn deaths worldwide, and it documents a huge survival gap between rich countries and poor ones, says Christopher Hausen, another co-author.
If you look at babies born at less than 28 weeks in sub-Saharan Africa, for example, their chances of dying within the first few days of life are 90%. If you look at the same baby born at less than 28 weeks in a rich country, their chances of surviving are 90%.
Many of these infants could survive with inexpensive techniques. One of the most effective practices is something called kangaroo care, where the infant is strapped to the mother's chest. The baby stays warm and tends to nurse more often. Born Too Soon shows that the number of preterm babies is rising, and no one knows why. But the report's goal is to spur governments and researchers to find ways to reduce that number and to provide those who are born too soon with all the possibilities that Henry Rock has to live a normal and healthy life. Carol Pearson, VOA News.